Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
On whom do you depend? Or on what do you depend? That is our subject today. And the Bible verse is from Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. It says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When money is being issued by a central bank, people are able to trust the value of the notes because they come from a single trusted source. It's a job of the bank to make sure that when you spend the banknotes, the person who receives it can trust that it is true. The issue bank has to make sure that the banknotes we use have security features. The reason money works when you pay for things is because you trust in the value. If you pay with 20 francs, you expect to get value of 20 francs. So the problem is that some people there are looking for money as a problem solver. The driver of a mafia boss with whom I drove once, he said, in this country, if you have money, you can have whatever you want. Everything is possible. So what do you trust in? Some trust in their career. But when you look at recent reports of footballers, especially footballers, they died all of a sudden, and it's even called sudden death syndrome. Suddenly they died, so their career was for nothing. Some trust in their beauty, and then an accident happens or an illness comes and the beauty is gone. Some trust in their wealth, in a nice house, in a good car. But when earthquake strikes, everything is destroyed, as we have seen in Turkey this week. Just some people, they trust in their wealth. They trust in what they can see. But there is nothing on earth that is lasting. Nothing. Things that you see will pass away. What remains is what is unseen. So the question is, on whom do you depend? We read in the second book of Kings, chapter 6 and 7, we read of the deliverance of the Lord. It's two chapters, you can read it yourself. It talks about the deliverance of the Lord. Samaria, the capital of Israel, was surrounded and besieged by the Aramean army. There was famine in the city, and people were starving. There were even mothers who ate their small babies. When the king went to prophet Elisha, he told him that things would change by tomorrow morning. And the king said, this is impossible. How can suddenly be enough food at affordable price? In the early morning, some beggars, they went to the enemy Aramean camp. They didn't find any person, but they found lots of goods. Everything was left behind. They informed the king, and he sent out spies to look, where are these people? They couldn't find the soldiers. They had to run away, leaving all their equipment, leaving all their clothes. Everything was behind. So what the prophet had prophesied happened. God put such a fear in them that they ran back home. In 2 Kings chapter 18 and chapter 19, we have another example. Jerusalem was besieged by the Assyrian army. King Hezekiah and the people, they trusted in God. It was the time of the prophet Isaiah. The king of Assyria ridiculed the king, the God of Israel. He compared Jehovah to other gods of other nations who are not alive, who cannot help, have no power. The king humbled himself and prayed in the temple. Isaiah prophesied the fall of the Assyrian king and the Assyrian army. He said, "You will return by the same way that you came." The same way you came, you will go back. We read what happened there outside of Jerusalem in 2nd book of Kings, chapter 19, verses 35 and 36. That night, an angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. He returned to Nineveh and he stayed there. And we know that soon afterwards he was assassinated. The Assyrians trusted in their military power and in the past victories. Hezekiah and the whole Judah, they trusted in God, in the God of Israel. We see here two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God, fighting each other. Trust in the right God. Trust in the right God, and you will have victory in everything. 1967, during the Six-Day War in Israel, five nations attacked Israel, and all their enemies who attacked, they were running away barefoot. They left back their equipment, they left back their clothes, everything. And the Israeli government general, he said, "Our enemies are our best weapon suppliers." So you see, it's not only something that happened long past, but it's even in our days, at least in my days. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is a similar experience like what the Israelis had when the Arameans attacked. David put it to the point when he was fighting against Goliath. In 1 Samuel 17:45, we read, "David said to the Philistine, 'You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.'" "I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty." There is no enemy that can come against the name of the Lord. I say it again, no enemy can come against the name of the Lord. Goliath depended on his size and on his strength. He had many fights before, but in the past he always fought with men, with humans. But this time he was fighting against God, whom David represented. When you fight in the name of the Lord, nothing, nobody can come against you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Our relationship with God was meant to be one of unceasing, absolute dependence. Depending on God was the example that Jesus displayed as he walked here on earth. And the call for his believers, for every Christian, to follow in his footsteps, depending on God alone. Is it possible to depend on the Lord with all your life, all the time? It is. We were created to depend on the Lord. We're not created to depend on ourselves. God said his Son, sent his Son to show us how God sent his Son to show us that we are believe that we as believers we have the same, we have to surrender unto God, unto his power, and depend on him. But how often when we resolve to, when problems come, we try to do it ourselves. We try to find solutions ourselves. We depend on ourselves or on something that is not God. Have you ever reached to the point where you say, enough is enough, I can only depend on the Lord? There's no more solution otherwise. Because God is dependable. He's trustworthy. He's faithful. He keeps his word. He can be trusted in whatever happens. He can be trusted to carry you through each day by day, through all the troubles, whatever is coming against your life, he can carry you through. Depending on God means to surrender. We must confess our that we are desperate. We are in desperate need of God's help, and pray that he helps us in our problems and completely depending on him. There are six ways. First, to fully depend upon the Lord God involves laying down your crown, seeking a place of humility before God. It says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, they lay down their crowns before the throne and say, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for the created all, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. They laid down their crowns and worship God. So we have to take our proper position and recognize who God is. I say again, we have to recognize who God is, and that he alone creates, maintains, and upholds all things. Second, we are to grow fully relying on God. We must grow to trust him and his word. Every word from God is true and can be trusted. We tend to put so much trust in earthly measures that we can find ourselves depending on God is important. We think we can use him as a backup. If nothing else works, I can still pray. But we have the power of Jesus at work within us. If you are a believer, you have the work of God, the power of God at work in you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, Now to him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. He is able to do much more than what you can expect. Amen. Much more than you can imagine.
Amen.
He will do for you.
Amen.
So we have to trust his word, that his word is true, and we have to trust that he is able. Mm-hmm. Three, in order to grow stronger and build utter dependence on God, we have to spend time with his word. How else are we able to daily cling to his promises if we are not actively spending time with his word? We can read of others who have gone before us through Bible stories. You can see so many characters who depended fully on God. The Israelites were forced to depend upon God when they fled out of Egypt. Esther then depended on God to save her people. The disciples were taught by God the Father, were taught by Jesus to depend on God the Father. There is so much more for us to learn through spending time in the Bible on a daily basis. There are benefits in reading the Bible. Number four, when it comes to depending on God, turn your focus from yourself back to God. Spending time with the Lord in prayer does just that. We get to draw near to our Heavenly Father and bow before him, asking for his help in living fully depending upon him. We can cry aloud our need to God and listen to in the stillness to his answer, for his response and his rescue, and be filled and encouraged by his strength. In prayer, we turn in recognition to his greatness and his great power, unyielding love. He draw us to learn that there is no safer place than in full dependence upon him. Number five, come before God in adoration each day for who he is and for what he has done, for who he is and his faithfulness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Remember the times in the past that you depended upon God and relied upon the strength of God. Keep a journal of it. Keep a journal to daily praise God and intentionally look for ways he came through to you. Write this down so whenever doubt comes into your life, you can read it up how and remind yourself of the faithfulness of God. This is another reason why we need to be in God's word daily, so that we can be encouraged of his display of faithfulness through the scriptures. And number six, as you rest fully, relying on God, wait patiently for him to react. In Psalm 37, verse 7, it says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Be still before the Lord. Be still. Don't let all the things that you hear all day come into your mind. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. God's ways are not our ways. But little by little, as we surrender moments to him, you will grow depending more and more on him. We will grow not to waver or believe in God's promises and know with absolute assurance he will carry us through. Praise God.
Yeah.
What does depending on God mean? It means to absolutely trust and rely upon God and his word. Trust fully and completely on his word. It's believing God all in all. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes we think we can depend on God and expect him to work in a particular way according to what we perceive as right. God is sovereign in all things. God is sovereign in all things. But he has also demonstrated his mighty power, his faithfulness, and endless grace and mercy to us. Sometimes we think we know the best way, yet his ways are above our ways. As it says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. His ways are higher and better than our ways. The Bible is full of examples of individuals who depended upon God. But no example is more powerful than the example of Jesus Christ. He shows us how he lived an unceasing, absolute dependence upon God. We can read that in Bible verses in John chapter 5, verse 19. It says, Jesus gave him this answer. I tell you the truth. The Son of Man can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And then the same chapter, verse 30. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear. And my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Another verse in John 6, 36, 38. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. I'm not here on my own, he said in John 7, 28. I do nothing of my own, in John 8, 28. So his life was absolutely depending upon God, his Father. He's our example, and we have to learn from him. We lay down our crown and become nothing before God in order that he might be all in all. We trust in the name of the Lord. And therefore, we praise his name. We praise him for who he is. We praise him for what he does. We praise him just for everything. Three nations attacked Israel, attacked Judah during the reign of King Jehoshaphat. What would you do in such a danger? What would you do? Jehoshaphat, he resolved to inquire of God. He proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. People came from all the villages to Jerusalem to pray and to fast and to seek God's help. Then a Levite stood up and said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God's." The battle is not yours, but God's. Many times we may be attacked by forceful enemies in our life, forceful problems. So, let us do what King Jehoshaphat did. We read that in chapter 20, verses 21 to 24. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to God, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert, and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one escaped. They depended on God and they praised his name. The singers went in front of the army, not the tanks, but the singers. And they defeated their enemies by singing to the Lord. The singers went in front of the army and defeated the enemy. Whatever happens in your life, whatever happens in your life, don't resort to help from people. Pray to God. Depend on his help and praise the name of the Lord. Your problems will be defeated like the enemy army. When the men of Judah came, they saw all the dead bodies lying on the ground. So shall your problems become dead bodies lying on the ground. Whatever is the biggest threat in your life, when you praise the Lord, that threat will be cast down. We read in Psalm 20, verse 7, "Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the Lord our God." Amen. Trust in the name of our God. Amen. Depend on his marvelous help. Amen. We read in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. We have been given promises of perfect peace, assurance of security, overflowing joy, and rest in his care, and the covering of endless love. The world tempts us in many ways. The world tempts us to trust in ourselves. In the advertisement, they tell you all kinds of things you can trust in for your health, for your well-being, for your happiness. Everything but not God. Once you depend on God alone, it will become your heart's pursuit. Nothing else will come close that He will not provide. You can know with certainty that God will never let you down. Amen. He will never let you down.
Amen.
He provides everything that you could possibly need and will bless you beyond measure.
Amen.
You are created for absolute, unceasing dependence upon God alone. And so depend on God's unfailing love.
Amen.
Praise Him for all that He has done in your life. For what He is still going to do in your life.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord at all the times.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.